Hello, hello.
Yes, I do. Could you just maybe say something so I can check the
okay.
levels?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
That looks good.
Okay.
I was thinking when I was looking at you playing today that at least what springs to my mind is that you sort of play with religious poses and symbols. So I was wondering, what is your relation to spirituality or religion or stuff like that?
I think a lot of my friends know me as somebody that does believe in a higher power and. In the past, I've explored paganism and spiritualist church, I think, is very bizarre and fantastic, very harmless. But then I see perhaps how my mother suffered as a daughter of a Catholic, and a Roman Catholic, and somebody who went to convent school, and as an artist, her artistic urges were suppressed by the Catholic Church. And then I think about, let's say, Muslim religion right now, where I find it an extremely misogynistic religion, very homophobic, and I think about the Roman Catholics and the Pope and the power he has over people who haven't had that much education about safe sex and AIDS. And so I find religion is, in terms of religious iconography, I find it fascinating, absolutely fascinating, how certain people came to have so much power, mm-hmm. Over people in the modern world and in the past. But I think pop music, in a way, is taking over from religion,
yeah.
And I see the way that I perform, and I see the way that Madonna performed, and I see a lot of people that they don't even maybe even realize, or I guess Madonna did because she came from a Roman Catholic family, and I did too, that I was a choir boy from the age of 8 till 14, so I've been through the whole,
you really have it.
So it's there, it's as an education to me, but but I guess in a way, like a lot of pop music, you make in your performance, a lot of people make jest out of things they're unhappy about in the world,
mm-hmm.
but use the vocabulary, I guess, of performance,
mm-hmm.
And so I can see why a bit of religion would be creeping into my performance aspect. But I'm a lot more of a pagan and a Satanist, I guess. Yeah.
But did you have? I couldn't really see. But did you have like little black angel wings or something, or what was that? Because I was, or that was that a little cape or something? Yeah.
I had. It's. Let me think. The first outfit was a Union Jack jumpsuit, which is the black and white, and then in the back there was this kind of. It's a cape made by my designer who it's like but it's made out of bin bags, so it's kind of like a recession style, like a glamorous outfit, it costs £2 to make, like two euros or whatever, and really cheap to make but beautiful.
But it looked like wings.
That's good.
That sort of added to the whole feeling.
It's a beautiful cape, but I think the most genius thing about it is how little it costs to make, which is quite important these days, I think,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that something? Because when I read about this, your new album, The Bachelor, that was supposed to be, or it's going to be two albums that were supposed to be one in the beginning, and then I read somewhere that it was supposed to be political, and then it turned into something else. What happened in the process there?
Well, the double album was mainly due to timing, I think. I'd already taken a year off in 2008 to really come back down to earth after all the touring I had done, and also like three albums in a row. So it was album tour, album tour, album tour. So I was really at a point where I needed to take a break. But then I missed that life so much. I missed that world and this world, that festivals and traveling, and I missed it. So it was my life,
mm-hmm.
for most of my life I could remember by that point. So I wanted to get back on the road, and I wanted to be playing my music again, but the double album would have, I would still be in the studio right now, I think, you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't want that to happen. I thought I needed to get out again and didn't want to be a hermit. And so the album was split into two. Mm-hmm. And then the second half is going to be it's being made right now on my days off. So I'm touring The Bachelor, and then on my days off I'm in the studio.
What about free time? Is that something you're familiar with?
No. I'm like a narcoleptic during the day, so I sleep. Every time you put me in a car, I fall asleep. And then at night time, when I'm home, I stay up all night long and work.
But that's really handy that you can fall asleep then, anywhere.
So I get my sleep during the day.
Yeah.
And then at night time, I get to work, you know. So I like, you know, I just like to create. Like, when I'm creating, I feel almost so happy. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm doing the thing that I was born to do.
But you also said that you really missed performing and that part of the thing.
Yeah.
What do you get out of the performance?
I think it's just this feeling of your work being accepted by people. Of, you know, you write these songs, you spend your whole life writing and making an album, and then when it goes live, like. Luckily, due to the audience that I have, like, they make me feel like it was all worth it, you know, like it was all that work, all those hours that you spent not with your lover in bed, that you were up all night writing, that all those hours and all those moments in your life that they, and those decisions you made to make an album. It's all worth something, because you can see in people's eyes and people's reactions in the crowd that they really appreciate it and they really couldn't do without it. So that's why live performance is so important to me.
And also, as you said before, it's sort of replacing religion in a way, maybe.
I guess there's a little element of church, you know, going on. Like, you're the preacher and then there are all these people. But the audience might be like a congregation, but I don't think I'm preaching anything that is like, you know, do not cheat on your wife, you know, do not drink alcohol, do not, you know, do this. You know, I'm not like being like a policeman, which I think a lot of religion is, like being, you know, a version of being like a policeman or the law. I think I'm preaching freedom and liberty and preaching people to feel happy with their identity.
But religion can also be some, because when I sort of think about religion, I think it's sometimes it's really dooming and it's you shouldn't do that. But it can also be a sort of comfort, and that's sort of the clash between it that fascinates me and scares me.
I think, you know, the reason why most people are part of organized religion is through comfort. I mean, you know, there's a reason why in Hollywood everybody is into Scientology, because it's basically catered towards celebrities, you know, or people that want to be a celebrity. And I mean, I think Hinduism and Buddhism are two of the most beautiful religions ever. I mean, they preach togetherness and peace and love, and they have a great respect for death and a great kind of a sense of mythology. And very opposite to what, say, the Catholic and Muslim is. So, yeah, I mean, of course, religion has a place. So.
What was your relation to God today? Or have
today?
You got... Yeah?
All I really think about is at the moment, is my relationship to my audience, you know? So my audience are my God at the moment,
okay.
You know?
Yeah. Because you said before that you were more of a Satanist than anything else, is it?
I think Satanism is very interesting. So I would say I'm definitely a pagan.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely call myself a pagan. I believe a lot in the power of nature, and I think paganism has the biggest respect towards nature ever. When I say Satanist, I just think in terms of my disrespect for Catholicism. You know, if I was Sinead O'Connor, I would be there. I would do it again. Do you know what I mean? Go onto that talk show and rip up a picture of the Pope. I think he's a fascist dictator.
Mm-hmm.
and I find to be so disrespectful towards third world countries, in inverted commas, towards sexual practices, towards homosexuals, towards literally anything apart from a white, being a white
male.
Yeah, totally.
Middle class.
Middle class white male who's a Catholic. Like, yeah, yeah. I think it's shocking that we put up with so much rubbish from this man. So,
But
excuse me, I've been baptized, but I would love to be excommunicated. I would feel such liberation from that. Like, definitely. Yeah.
Could you not do that, or could you sort of leave the church, or how would you, how could you do that?
Hopefully, like, if there is such a thing, if there are the pearly gates of heaven, then I'd be sent straight down to hell. as long as a place where people, you know, respect each other sexually, and there are lots of trannies down there, and you know, there'd be lots of great performers. Meet like Elvis would be down there, Liberace.
Everybody you really want to meet.
All the best people would be down there. If you went to heaven, who would be there? It'd be like, oh my God, like, you know.
Not even Jesus, probably.
Not even Jesus. Yeah, Jesus would be in hell, I think. Totally, yeah. Probably. Totally.
I saw...
Princess Diana would be in hell. Like, yeah, it would be amazing. Yeah. It'd be a great place to hang out. So yeah, I want to be in hell.
Is that how you see life after death?
No, I don't. I believe in reincarnation, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I think I've been a lot of different people in my past lives. Oh. Yeah.
Who have you been? Or is that a secret?
No, I make a big point. I was actually Queen Elizabeth the First. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I really think so, yeah.
She was sort of mean, though, wasn't
she? Yeah. I know, I can be quite mean as well. Okay. But when I was a teenager, and I moved to Richmond, and I remember feeling a real kindredship with Queen Elizabeth, and I couldn't work out why. I was like, "What's going on? I feel like I'm Queen Elizabeth," you know. And then I did some research, and I found out about her history and where she was buried. And I'd walked past her place of burial like a week before, and I felt like I was at home. Like, I was like, "This is so weird." Like, I feel really at home here. And so I ended up... so I really believe I was like Queen Elizabeth. I also think I've been like lots of different animals in the past.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Was it? Okay, okay.
So yeah, but I was stunned by that. I think I was Queen Elizabeth. And then now I'm paying for it by being a pop star.
Probably she wanted to be a pop star, don't you think?
I think she was a total pop star, yeah. And she was also a poet, you know.
Yeah.
I have a book of her poetry. Yeah, she was a poet, like mad poetry. But I was really, I was definitely Queen Elizabeth, yeah.
And animals. But do you see, because when you look at, for example, some of those religions, then animals are sort of lower. Yeah.
So maybe after Queen Elizabeth, I had to become like an earwig or something.
Yeah.
You know, because she was...
Or a yellowfish.
Or yeah, something like this.
Something that's not worth it.
Plankton, maybe.
Yeah.
And then you're sort of, you're climbing up again, and now you're a pop star.
Yeah. And I think in my last life, I was Chet Baker.
Oh, yeah. Really? When did he die?
In like 1981. I was born in 1983.
Oh, so you got a little yeah.
Yeah. I wonder who's been reborn as Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Have to watch out for that.
Yeah, yeah. That might be... was he going to be... I mean, what was he?
I don't... Maybe a choreographer or something. I don't know.
Oh, that would be really good. But maybe he should be something just very quiet,
maybe,
you know?
Where I think maybe he would like to be Michael Jackson, or probably like to be like a shoemaker or something.
Yeah,
you know?
So.
Something simple for a while, yeah.
So what do you want to be in your next life, then?
I'd like to be an eagle, yeah. But I think you have to work really hard as a human to be an eagle, because eagles are amazing. So I think I'd really, yeah, I'd need to do some really good things in my life to be an eagle.
Okay.
I want to soar about for a while, to fly without having to flap my wings, you know.
So that's what you're working on now?
Yeah, to be an eagle. Yeah.
Okay.
We need to quit.
Thank you.